A volunteer knitting and crochet not-for-profit says although the seasons have changed, the need for a warm blanket remains. Wrap with Love is currently preparing to send thousands of wraps to those in need in Laos and Syria, while hundreds of volunteers are also responding to the needs of local communities around Australia. Speaking to National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood, chair of Wrap with Love, Alexis Lander explains how volunteers are responding to the ongoing need in the domestic and international community.
And wraps is our word for a blanket, and it came from being able to wrap yourself and keep yourself warm so you're wrapped with love. And we work with all manner of organisations, charities, not-for-profits, community organisations, various hospitals, community corrections, women's refuges. And the projects, I suppose you could say, are the packing and getting ready for those organisations to come and take the wraps. So at the moment, we're packing 3,000 wraps that they're coming to pick up to send to Laos in about 2-3 weeks. We're packing another 2,000 that at the end of September they're sending, an organisation is sending to Syria.
And so, Alexis, with winter having now, I guess, it's still a bit chilly in Bathurst, I will say, but have you had quite a few more requests? Do you find that that's more demand during winter? Is that when you are kind of at your busiest there?
We are. However, the funny thing you'll find is that people will say, look, it's really hot and that, but at night it gets quite cold or quite cool. And then there'll be organisations that come that are handing out wraps to homeless people. So it may lessen off over the summer months, but the demand in the last couple of years through winter has been huge. There are an enormous number of people who can't afford heating, who can't pay for heating. There are an increased number of people that are homeless or living in cars. And so far this year, we've probably, without this 2,000 and 3,000 that are going out at the end of the month, we've probably already distributed about 12,000-13,000. So by the end of the month, it will be near 16,000-17,000 wraps already this year.
How does it work? What role do volunteers play in this, in your work?
Well, we have two lots of volunteers. One are the volunteers who work in the warehouse. They register everything that comes into the warehouse. They pack, they sort them, they pack them. And there's quite a bit of work around that. And then we have people really across Australia, mainly up and down the eastern seaboard. But we have people in Darwin. We have people in South Australia and the Victorians who are members of knitting groups in retirement villages, in libraries, community halls, church halls, and they knit away, and they either knit squares or a full wrap and then get them to us in our warehouse in Alexandria, and then we do the sorting and packing and sending out. So there are several thousand people.
Does it surprise you year on year how much there is a need for wraps?
I get surprised. I can't say I get very depressed, but I get angry. I get very angry in myself, not for anybody else, but in a country that really has this amount of wealth, that people, the level of homelessness, the level of people in living in cars, the people who can't afford to turn on a heater. So, you know, I get very angry that we live it. But by the same token, I'm absolutely delighted that we in our very small way can make a contribution and in this way. So, for example, I heard about a presentation of a principal from a school in Western Sydney in a low socioeconomic area, and she was talking about how the school provides meals and how the school has showers and washing machines and this sort of thing, and for the children and for the parents if they need it. So this year we gave her wraps for every child in the school, in the primary school. By the same token as giving them an absolutely delighted, but that the need all the time is just getting bigger and bigger.
That was Alexis Lander from Rap With Love there, speaking with National Radio News' Shannon Kirkwood.